Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 97.1. Mornings.
Camp Radio.
All right, you've been texting us like crazy, DMing us like crazy, because you're chismosos, you want the tea. What is going on in Chelsea's love life? We have an update, finally, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
So, you've been following along with this. Dude's been the most successful guy at dating Chelsea since we've known Chelsea.
I don't know if it's been as much successful as he's really just kind of filibustered this situation. You know what
stuck
I mean?
Around.
Love takes time.
Like,
you know?
We've had guys come in hot and strong and self-sabotage and it go really weird. But I feel like Bird Box just kind of hangs around.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we got the radio novela going down right now. Anytime anything happens in Chelsea's love life, we create a radio soap opera. And the title of this for the fifth episode is Una Chelsea, Una Caja de Pájaro.
One Chelsea, one Bird Box.
Now, we titled it, our homeboy, Bird Box, because it was all started on a blind date. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the movie Bird Box, right? You're blindfolded.
I mean, this thing outlasted the movie. Now we got to explain the movie more than we have to explain the guy.
That's true.
This weekend, Chelsea went on a fifth date with a man you know as Mr. Bird Box, a.k.a. El Caja de Pájaro. This date was a make-or-break date.
Mm-hmm.
How did it go? Let me ask you this. Will she let the bird out of the box?
Fly free, bird! Fly away, like way away.
Adios, pajarito.
Pew, 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 pew.
Or keep the bird in the box.
Keep the bird in the box. Everyone looked at me like I'm supposed to translate. I'm like, that was actually English.
Oh, thank you, man. Sometimes I don't know what my brain's shooting out.
You just said it dramatically like it was the Spanish part, but it was not.
By the way, we are live on Instagram right now at 97.1 Amp Radio, so you can see Chelsea's face and the stress she's been going through. So how did this last date go with him? Was it a make-or-break situation? You've been off and on about it because the way he's kissed you hasn't been up to your standards. You weren't feeling esa pasión, passion.
It was okay. Exactly. Not okay.
Exactly. Thank you, Brian. I'm glad you finally understand.
I'm getting it.
So the thing is, I really like him. He's a super cool guy. I like hanging out with him.
Friend zone. Sorry. Got something in my throat.
I feel like we're getting it. It's not you. It's me.
For the last couple of weeks, I've been like hinting because I just want him to like invite me over to like watch a movie. Literally. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, you need to have that next step. And he hasn't really, like, made the move.
What?
And finally, this past weekend, he did. He invited me over for dinner.
La invitó a la caja de pájaro. She got invited to the bird box.
You handled that one.
Okay.
I know Brian was looking at me. He's like, I don't know this one.
That front end, I did not know.
So you went to the box.
He invited me. We got pizza, which is a bonus point. I love pizza's a great dinner. And he even got my cauliflower crust pizza, which... he was listening, so that's great. So, yeah, it was great. We had dinner, good conversation. We sit on the couch to watch the movie. And then the moment comes. He kisses me.
Oh, I thought you got bubble guts.
No.
Okay, good.
That's not part of the story.
I'm just saying, sometimes that happens.
This is my love story. Can you not?
I'm just the narrator here.
Don't try to inject diarrhea into this.
So he kisses me, and it was sort of like, okay, well, am I going to feel anything? What's going on? And you guys literally... I felt nothing.
Oh!
Like, not even a little bit. Like, it was that moment where I was like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Explain feeling nothing. I get it in context, but, like, what were you expecting you feel that you didn't feel as a woman when a man kisses you?
Something.
Like, anything.
Passion. Like, excitement. Like, you want to, you know, continue. Sure. But, like, I didn't. Like, I was very much like... No, I want to say like kissing a family member, but it was someone
whoa!
Like, you know what I mean? It's like when like your like cousin kisses you on the cheek or whatever. It was like that feeling of like
just
nothing, just nothing.
I mean, and, to be fair though, this guy was like kind of like he was batting with two strikes as it was because you felt over the last 2 weeks, you felt like doesn't really like take the reins and make you excited.
So instantly in my head, I'm like, I need to just tell this guy because he's got to feel the same thing, right? Like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
And so in that moment, I was like, I should say something. And then it was like, okay, I got to go. And he like walked me to my car and like kissed me again. And then I was like, should I end it? But then I like, it was uncomfortable. He's like, let's hang out this weekend. And I was like, yeah, sure. And I didn't know what to do. And so then finally, he texted me the next day being like, well, when do I get to see you again? And I broke the news to him in a text.
Oh, never.
Savage. What did you text him?
I basically said, look, I have to be honest. I don't want to waste your time. I'm just not sure I feel a romantic connection between us. You're a super cool guy, though, and I'd love to keep hanging out as friends.
I think she just texted him. Your kisses are okay.
You're like, yo, we can do cauliflower pizza again.
Chelsea, let me just say this. You could have totally ghosted on this guy, but you womaned up. And you at least communicated to him how you feel. And that I applaud.
And honestly,
that's
it was some big girl stuff right there. Thank you. And it was a big lesson. He wrote back, and I thought this was really great. He wrote, you know what? Thank you. Honesty is a breath of fresh air. I appreciate it. So it was kind of a nice thing, a reassurance for me being like, yeah, because it is easy to ghost as a guy or a girl, but it was nice to be communicate and feel like an adult.
All this means to you listening.
Sorry, guys.
Chelsea is casting right now for the next Radio Novela.
Radio love story.
Will it be you?
Sliding into the DMs?
At Chelsea_
Oh my gosh.
Briggs? We'll find out. Anybody has a chance.
Anyone!
The clock is ticking.
Lock it up.
We're running out of time.
Shout out to everybody on Instagram Live at 97.1 Amp Radio. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.